Kumi Roni Balaila L'Rosh Ashmuros. Pasuk tells us in Megillas Eicha that we are commanded to wake up, to stand up, to arise ourselves Balaila, in the night, in the dark of night, L'Rosh Ashmuros, and the watches begin to change and Shemayim. That is the time to be Kumi Roni Balaila. It is based on this Pasuk. We have an age-old minhag Yisrael to wake up in the wee hours of the night. Some of us haven't yet gone to sleep. Sometimes we say slichas in the early hours. Atot, after sleeping a few hours, kumi reini balayla rosh hashmurais. So I want to just focus a short time before we begin the kumi reini balayla, just what these words mean. What does the word kumi mean? What does the word reini mean? What does the word balayla mean? What exactly is the theme? What exactly is this pasuk referring to? And what exactly is supposed to be the proper mood as we get ready to begin the days of Yom HaDin upon us? Kumi, to stand up, to awaken oneself. There is a Maamar Chazal that comments on the kumi reini balayla, that the word kumi, to stand up, we know there's an antonym, there's an opposite word, and that word is shichvi, to lie down. And in another Megillah, the Megillah that is read before Megillah Seicha, namely Megillah's Rus, that's read just a few short months before Megillah Seicha, so the word, the opposite of kumi, appears, shichvi, appears there, shichvi araboiker. The context of Rus and Bo, shichvi araboiker, to sleep. You're allowed to go to sleep. Shavuot's time, you're allowed to go to sleep. Shichvi, and Tisha B'Afanecha, you have to get up. My eyes, what a strange thing. You go to sleep, and you wake up. You go to sleep, and you wake up. What do those words mean? There are two different descriptions of a person's life. There are times in a person's existence when he's in the state of Shechiva, and there are times in a person's existence when he's in the state of kima. We know from the Pesukim of Kriya Shema, when Mekabel Malchus Shemayim B'Shach Chov Kumecha. So not only, of course, Api Alocha, does that refer to the specific times, Kriya Shema Shemayim, Kriya Shema Shacharis, but refers to an entire mindset, different tkufos, different periods in a person's existence. There are times of Shechiva, and there are times of kima. Shechiva, a person is very passive. Person's not accomplishing all that much. Person is resting. That's the time of Shechiva. Kumi, Kima, is a time of Yisairus, a time of awakening, a time of refreshness, a time of a new beginning. Shechvi at Kumi means sometimes person has those kufas, those times in his life, when he's not accomplishing all that much in Ruchnias. He's kind of what we would call, he's coasting. He doesn't even have his foot on the gas. He's just kind of going with the flow. He's resting. There's even a phrase, you say in English, a person's resting on their laurels. Has he accomplished a certain thing? He did well in his job. He did well. He aced most of the tests of the semester. What's the difference what happens on the last exam? He's going to get an A anyway. Worst, he'll get an A minus. He already got the bonus for the year. He doesn't have to put in the extra hours. Things are well, things are good. You're just kind of going with the flow, as they say. And that's a tkuf in one's life of shechvi, of resting and relaxing. Baruch and vei, if a person spends their entire life in the state of shechvi, every once in a while, we're entitled to a little bit of rest and relaxation, a little R&R. But there's a time to wake up. There's a time when the rest is over. There's a time where the status quo ends. There's a time when a person has to make a din mecheshbin that he has to wake up, he has to jump out of bed, the alarm is ready the sixth time that he hit the snooze button, the time for sleeping has officially ended, Rabbi Yisai. It is now less than 4 days. It's like the count. Less than 4 days to the Yom HaDin. It is not a time for rest and relaxation. The summer vacation is long over. The time for relaxation, the time of resting on our laurels, the time of, yeah, you know, we're good and we learn our daf yomis and we daven three times in a minute. You know, those days, I don't mean those days were up, she's not doing those things, she's continuing doing those things. But just to say that we've accomplished X amount in Avodas Hashem, and you know, now we're resting and coast on cruise control, those days are over for now, but I say, Shichvi Akumi, Kumi has begun. Kumi, Reini Balayla. What does the word Reini mean? So the word Roni appears in the Slicha, actually it appears to the first night of Slichas, it's the Shemaya El Arena of Yalat Tefillah. So Tefillah, I think I understand what the word Tefillah means. What exactly does Arena mean? Song, it's just praise. The Shemaya El Arena of Yalat Tefillah, Kumi Reini Balayla, we're commanded to be Maranein Balayla. What exactly does that mean? So you have to go back to the source in Tanakh, where the original phrase, L'shmael arina v'la tefillah, comes from. It comes from Shlomo HaMelech. It's from the tefillah when Shlomo HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdosh. It's a very, very, very long tefillah. It takes up almost two parakim and sefer melachim. There's part one and then there's part two. Shlomo HaMelech has this very, very long, elaborate tefillah. And there are actually two parts to the tefillah. There's rina and there's tefillah. The tefillah part is the fairly simple part. Those are the bakashas. That's how we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain things. And Shlomo HaMelech has a long, long list of things that Klal Yisrael needs. And he asks the Rebbeinu Shlomo, if there'll be a war, you should listen to us. And if there'll be a famine, you should listen to us. And it's all done in the context of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will become Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikar L'Cholam. It's going to become the Makom of Tefillah. It's going to become the central Shara Shemayim, the place where Tefillah Shel Klal Yisrael will go up to the heavens. That's the tefillah part, Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah. But there's arena also. The Shmuel arena of Yalat Tefillah, the Kumi Reini Balayla, is the Meshabech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shlomo HaMelech says it like it is, and he says it a lot, and he said it very, very long, and he has a tremendous Shevach Be'odoyah to Ribbono Shalom. You know why he has a tremendous Shevach Be'odoyah to Ribbono Shalom? Because he has a lot to be thankful to Ribbono Shalom for. He's sitting on the Kisei HaMalchus. He was Yerush the Yerusha, the Yolam Vod. Malchus Beis David is going to be filled through him. He just constructed the Beis HaMikdash. He has the Shalom, if in Eretz Israel. He's Ish Tachas Te'ena, Tachas Gafna. The Pesukim describe it was the greatest time, prosperous time for the Jewish people. Lohoyo, Kach, the days of Shlomo HaMelech, Ad Bias, Melech HaMashiach. Everything was as great and as good as it could be. And Shlomo HaMelech had a lot of things to be thankful for. And he was the one who said the Pasuk, Shmuel Arena, Hilat Fila. Because the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon you, the greater his chayvus you have to respond in turn. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses you with, the greater Shevach Ve'odoya, the greater Reini Balayla has to be. You know, there's a big problem that we have with Tzlichas. It's usually not the first night that has the problem. I guarantee you that the problem will start to crop up already starting tomorrow night, so the next morning, whenever a person thinks they Tzlichas. You know, we know it's Chatai and Imaski Ayom, we don't always come to shul on time. And you know, when you come to shul a little bit late on a regular day, you miss a little bit of Shachar, Kavanos, you get your tefillin on, you catch up as Mashiach, and you move on. So people have the same mindset when they come to Tzlichas. We'll come a little bit late. I don't think anyone here really plans to come late. But, you know, okay, do it happens. To get out of the house and think, hey, you find a parking spot, you shlof chin. And then all of a sudden you come into Slichas and you give yourself, oh, Baruch Hashem, what a sigh of relief. I didn't miss the first Keller Chabayim. I didn't miss the first Yigivu Midos. Gavalik, I'm right on time. But he said, what did you miss? You missed the whole Rina. You missed the whole introduction to Slichas. The whole introduction to Slichas is Shevach Ve'odoyah to Ribbono Shalom. The whole first three pages in the Slichas books are all the Shmuel Arena. You'll get to the Tefillah. The Tefillah you'll get to. You'll ask Rachman. You'll ask V'chan V'racham. Yeah, well, we'll get to that part. But you miss the boat. If you don't introduce turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shevach Ve'odoyah first, how can you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask Him for Bakoshas? How can you turn to Ribbono Shalom and ask Him for Shana Tov? How can you turn to Ribbono Shalom and ask Him for Parnosa and for health and for whatever other needs, good, wholesome needs, without the introduction of Lishmael Arena, without the L'chashem Agdullah V'agvura? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you everything. I'm going to grant you everything. And listen to all your tefillahs. I want to give you. I want to bless you. Just acknowledge that I exist. Don't start slichas with asking salachtik in baracha. Start slichas with lachasha magdula magvur v'tifras v'netzach v'yahoid. Just being makir who the Rebbeinu Shalom is. That's all Kodesh Baruch says. The Shmuel Arena v'la tefila. So Shlomo HaMelech was so blessed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He chapped. He understood. When you have so many blessings from the Rebbeinu Shalom, the arena has to be up to par. So kumi, reini, balaylo. The rina, the tefillah, the awakening is all done in the dark of night. It's all done in the evening. It's all done. Zman of Choshech. Kumi reini balayla. What is the imagery of night? Why is it dafk that the Pasuk cries out to us to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafk in the nighttime? It's hard for us to relate to the notion of day and night in the world that we live in. Post the days of Edison, ever since the electric light bulb was invented, the notion of day and night have been so radically altered, we can't even be massive. Well, perhaps the greatest difference, the invention that mamish changed the world so radically different, was the introduction of the electric light bulb. Why? Because until not all that long ago, there was day and there was night, and when the sun set, it got dark. And if you were a big maspid, maybe you had one or two candles to schlep sich out a little bit to learn about the flickering lights. And somebody showed me a ksaviyad, one of my friends in Israel showed me a ksaviyad that they have from the Vilna Gaon. And how they get the hands on mamish, the ksaviyad kotcher of the Hilna Gaon. And you can see the candle drippings on the words of the Vilna Gaon. Mamish, the candle, the wax of the gra. Go show that to somebody today. So learning by candlelight. The only time in my life was from Hurricane Sandy. I remember when I sat in the pitch black learning the candlelight. I thought this is what it used to be like in the old days. The Fear the Gedoy was in that light. Basically, Laila meant the day was over. Laila meant your job was over. Yeta al philosoph, Lavdasi Adiyarev. When the sun set, the day was over. Everything you were supposed to accomplish was done, finished. Gemarnu, it was done. And what does the Pasuk say? Kumi reini b'layla. Pasuk says, wake up at night. Dafka at night, at a time when everybody else is sleeping. Dafka at night, when everybody else is finished. Dafka at night, when you think you're over, and you think you accomplished everything in your life. Kumi reini b'layla. The Pasuk calls out to us and says, no, now's the time to go the extra mile. Rabbi said, what slichos is going the extra mile. That's slichos. The Rambam Minchas Tshuva writes, that during the Sesame Tshuva, so we have to view ourselves where we're mechtza zaka, mechtza chayev, we're half and half, we're teetering in the balance of beinanim, and therefore we should try to hop around as many mitzvahs as we can to shift us back into the positive, into the Sefer Chaim column. So the Rambam tells us, everyone knows that during the Sesame Tshuva, you have to hop around and run and grab and grab and grab an extra mitzvah. So what mitzvah you think we would grab? I would think, I don't know, I should go run after do shiluch haken, I should go run to do a reishis hagez, go run to a kisi adam, I should go chap arayin to do all the mitzvahs that I can. The Rambam writes, you know what mitzvah you should chap arayin to run? Zok the Rambam, mishum davazen nogu b'chol tzvutzis Yisrael lokum b'ashvaris ha-boiker l'harpes p'tachanum l'fnei or ha-boiker. That the minig Yisrael from Deir Deiris is, you're going to say it's mechuba, minig is even before, is to wake up in the wee hours, in the early hours of the morning, while it's still night, the laila, and to daven. Between you and me, saying a slichas is not a deraisa, it's not a derabanan, it's not as choshev as shiluch haken and reish tagez and kisi adam. It would make much more sense to run around finding petach hamoras and nidachasas to burn and atzi asherit to burn. It would make a lot more sense to do those things to chaper and mitzvahs, and we don't do that. What do? We wake up in the early hours of the morning to daven. What's pshat? What's pshat in this minig Yisrael? So I think the pshat in this minig Yisrael is to show the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're willing to go the extra mile. We're willing to daven at a time when we usually don't daven. Nobody davens at 12:45 in the morning. Who's up at 12:45 in the morning? I shouldn't say that. But who should be sleeping at 12:45 on Matzei Shabbos? We should all be fast asleep. That's Da'ika Shalolim. It's the middle of the night. Mashukn is up at 12:45 in the morning saying Slichas. What Slichas is about, Balayla is about, is saying to Rebbeinu Shalom, we're going to go the extra mile. We're going to do more above and beyond what we were up to until this point. So the Kumi, Reini, Balayla, all three words give the same message to Rebbeinu Shalom. The message is that we're not going to stop, we're not going to rest, we're not going to say, I was yaita mechiyav and done and gemarnu and that's it, atkan, this is who I am, I'm a frum Jew, I'm a shemeter mitzvahs, I live my daf yomi, I daven a minyan, atkan rebbein shalom, that's it, atkan v'lo yoyser. So the three words of Megillas Eicha scream out at us and say, no. Now it's time to go to the next level. Kumi, rise up, wake up. Reini, don't just say, Baruch Hashem once in a while and call it a day. Reini, say it a lot, and say it more, and say it more, and Mishabech the Baruch Hashem more. The more he gives you, the more you have to be makatoiv. The more he gives you, the more you say thank you. The more he gives you, the more Mishabchai. More and more and more and more and more, balayla, dafka at night, at a time when nobody else is doing it, at a time when according to common sense and derech hateva, it's a time we should be sleeping, and afa b'chein, kumi, reini, balayla, to get up and to daven, to get up, to do mitzvahs, to get up, to reconnect to the Rebbeinu Shalom at the bizarre hour of 10 to 1, when no sane person does that, that's exactly what we do. We show the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're, like we spoke about this morning, we're so in love with the Rebbeinu Shalom that we do the strangest things at the strangest times. I've told over the story in the past, but it's a good, leading into Slichas. This one year was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I was saying Slichas in Yeshiva, and Slichas was over 3 o'clock in the morning, so I wanted to go back to Riverdale. I was going back home for Yontif. So Rabbi Twersky had come to the yeshiva for Slichas. So I asked him, at that time he used to live across the street from my parents. So I said, Rabbi Twersky, Rabbi can have maybe a ride home, you're going back. And I said, absolutely, he drove me back. And we were driving, those who know the Riverdale route, we were driving down the Broadway at the time. Those who know Riverdale, you would never do that in the daytime, because in the nighttime, you save a toll, so it doesn't take too much time. So you go down Broadway, we're driving down Broadway, and we had to stop because the garbage men were collecting the garbage at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember Rabbi Twersky turns to me and he says, the garbage men are a big mechayev. They're up at 3 o'clock in the morning schlepping garbage. We shouldn't be up saying Slichas to Rabbeinu Shalom at 3 o'clock in the morning. Rabbi, that's what Kumi Reini Balayla means. That we do things, we get up when everybody else is sleeping. We're Meshabeach when everybody else is quiet. And we do it at night when the rest of the world has shut down. We don't rest in our laurels. We move forward and on and on and on. As the Yemei HaDinah approach us, as the Yemei HaDinah upon us, now is the time to everything we've accomplished in this past year and the past years to take it to one more step, to go one further. Push yourselves, and put like the person who's running the marathon. Push yourselves and push yourselves and push yourselves in Avedis Hashem and keep on pushing as we begin together the Kumi Reini B'Layla Rosh Hashmuras.